brought to you by the new Bose A20 aviation headset. Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 aviation headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting for AdWeb and Aviation Consumer. Today, we're talking to Tim Archer, who is the new CEO of Superior Air Parts, the revitalized Superior Air Parts, which has been funded by some capital from China. And they are going to revitalize the Texas operation, which has been not quite moribund, but has had certainly reduced activity, and also open up a plant in China. Tim, tell us first about what's going to happen in Texas immediately.
Well, immediately, Paul, we had the Chinese bought Superior out of bankruptcy in October of this past year, and they are now putting the money into Superior for us to revitalize the company, start bringing product back online, and which includes getting back into the engine business with both the experimental XP series and the Vantage certified engine.
Superior has been in operation all along, even through the bankruptcy, but now they've slowed down quite a bit, but now you would expect over what period to see them really get active again with a full line of PMA parts?
Yeah, they were slow, and they had cut off a lot of the supply of product coming in. We are now beginning to open that up, and we're getting product coming in every day, even as we speak. But to be up and full and running like we were maybe 2 years ago, we're probably 6 to 8 months away from that happening.
And during that period or shortly thereafter, you might expect to begin to expand the cylinder line again?
Yes, we will. We're bringing cylinders in. Actually, right now, they're beginning to trickle in. We'll have a full breadth of cylinders, I would say, in the 6 to 8 months. And then we'll start looking at some of the cylinders that we actually do not have PMA on now.
And now on the U.S. side, as far as the engines are concerned, you've got the XP and the Vantage. Where will those fit in?
Well, the XP, of course, is for the experimental market, and those will go into just about any experimental out there with a 150 to 220 horsepower requirement. The Vantage engine, before going into bankruptcy, American Champion was our the only OEM that we had, and we are reinitiating the talks with them right now.
Okay, so you would expect, is that a 6 to 8 month timeline too, or further out?
It's all in the same timeline.
Okay. Now let's shift our focus to China. In China, the new company will be constructing a new plant there, and what will the activities there be?
Yeah, we are in the process right now of building a facility. We actually leased a facility, and we're renovating it. It's a little over 14,000 square feet, and the company is Superior Aviation Beijing, and it is the parent company of Superior Air Parts here in Capel. At that facility, we will be building experimental engines for the Chinese market, and we'll also apply for a production certificate extension through the FAA so that we can build Vantage engines over there for the certified market.
Now, the XP engines built in China, what will they go into in the Asian market?
China is now beginning to try and open up some. As you know, the airways have been closed. They are beginning to open them up, and some experimental airplanes are beginning to go into China, so we'll be going in for that market. There is also some airframe companies there that will be looking at the engine, and they will certify the engine with the airframe as it goes through.
And I assume all of that is sort of happening in parallel as the plant is built.
It is. There's a lot of challenges ahead of us in China, but mainly because it's all new and new markets taking place. Once the airways are open, we still have the infrastructure that has to go into place. Airports have to be built, FBOs, maintenance facilities, and things like that.
Do you envision any of the parts that the Texas operation sells being manufactured in China?
We don't see that right now. Of course, we are always looking for opportunities of how we can reduce the cost within our products, so I wouldn't count it totally out, but that's not the goal and not the objective. of the ownership. What we are looking for is the Texas operation to be the flagship, to remain here in the U.S., to actually become our certification and development center, as well as supplying product to all of the world with the exception of Asia.
Will the parts flow, some of it go the other way? In other words, parts made in the U.S. going to satisfy the Chinese market?
Absolutely. In fact, we'll be sending engine kits over there for them to build, and those the majority of all those parts are made here in the U.S.
Last question. What do you see as the outlook here for the market going forward on the PMA side? It's obviously been slow because the entire industry has been slow, but if you carry out the timeline a year and then 2 years, what are you seeing?
Well, you're right, it has. The economy has hurt us all, and it's, you know, it's not that there's not money available to be spent. I believe it is, as you look at, but I think everybody is holding that, and they're becoming wiser. If I don't need maintenance done today, or if I don't need an overhaul done today, then I'll push it and wait. That's going to change, and we're going to start seeing the dip that we've been in begin to start coming up. I don't think that we are, you know, we're going to see that happen in the next few months. I think it's going to gradually happen maybe over the next 12 to 18 months.
So in that sense, you've got pretty good timing here, I guess, if you get the Chinese operation underway.
Absolutely. We think that the timing is perfect, not only for the U.S. market, but for the new growing market that's going to happen in China when they release the airways.
Okay. Well, we'll follow it as it develops. Thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Paul.
We've been speaking with Tim Archer of Superior Air Parts. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting for AvWeb and Aviation Consumer. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by the new Bose A20 aviation headset, Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 aviation headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.